When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, we roll into hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. We creep closer to the Thursday trade deadline in the NBA. Creep closer to the Super Bowl for Sunday as well. So we go full buffet here in hour number three with you at 800-919-3776. We're getting the calls stacked, racked, and ready to go right now. And Bart Scott, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. I'm the real McCoy, baby. Gotta say it with bass in your chest, bass in your face.
Game so cold, I got Mac pneumonia.
Ooh.
That's one of my favorite bars.
Got a snake in your belt, had a smack a cobra.
So
back to you wanna. And you wanna. Good times like a mulet to Alona.
So Joel Embiid will be out at least 4 weeks, according to
They took the meniscus out, huh? Don't need them. I'm just playing.
They didn't take it out. But after he had the surgery, it's at least 4 weeks since the procedure. After the procedure, that's what Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting. So the next few weeks of recovery and rehabilitation will be, according to Woj, paramount. But there's belief that the door remains open for Embiid's return in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, you know, had the meniscus surgery during the season, came back in 4 games. But
for the Sixers, who are 4-11 without him,
yeah,
like that's a huge loss for them as they are falling down the Eastern Conference standings. So does that make them somebody that's going to still go out and be aggressive at the trade deadline, or maybe do nothing?
I feel like they were going to do that anyway.
No,
they've been talking about adding a third star. Now, yeah. I know they have to give Maxi.
There's no stars
Supermax
available. Let's just there's no stars available Thursday. Stars.
Yeah, they got to get Max. They got to get Maxi a Supermax max deal after this season.
Oh yeah, they got to
pay him. They didn't pay him early.
Yeah, he is a restricted free agent. So. Now, on the Knicks side of things, as they play tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies, and with both of these teams, it's like, tell me who is playing. Because you have had injuries for both teams. Now, again, the Grizzlies have really gone through major injuries. And it certainly includes Ja Morant at the very top of the list, who injured his shoulder, is now out for the season.
Came back, looked so good, too.
For a minute, right. Now, the Knicks are obviously still without Julius Randle, and right now listed as out, or at least going into the show, so I haven't seen the latest, but I mean, once you see it like this, it usually, they don't change it. But for tonight's game, once again, no OG Anunoby. He is listed, now I'm checking the latest one, because the one this morning said out, and also Quentin Grimes. And some of the reports are on Grimes. Yeah, he's still out. OG Anunoby listed as out. Still listed as right elbow inflammation. Quentin Grimes also listed as out, right knee sprain. And some of the reports were that Grimes might not return until after the All-Star break. The bigger question is, will Anunoby play before the All-Star break? Because this is now becoming a big concern. Because for a couple of games, you could say, okay, like the elbow's bothering, they want to get it to calm down. But it's been now over a week since the injury. It was last Monday. And so now we're a week, and this elbow's still bothering him. That raises my level of concern. And now with that in mind,
that copper tongue flares up.
What do the Knicks do at the deadline? As we talked with Bobby Marks yesterday, and you heard him tell us that he would look at something like Bruce Brown. You just want to get the bench stabilized a little bit, bring in another guy that, you know, has experience. He won a championship last year with Denver. You know, that's sort of the direction that you could see them going in. But I've had so many people like, you know, we'll send you stuff on social media, and friends of mine. I mean, every morning, there's one friend of mine, he texts me every single morning the latest rumor. PJ Washington. Like, they're not giving up a lot of assets right now at this deadline because, as I've tried to explain to people and as I tried to get Bobby Marks to explain to you yesterday, if you missed that conversation, by the way, check out the podcast. I posted it yesterday. You have to understand. There's going to be bigger names and bigger things to do this summer when it comes to players. That giving up assets now for somebody that is not as big of a bang for the buck kind of player, it doesn't make sense for a lot of franchises. The Knicks still have to do something, in my opinion, because they need to strengthen the bench. That's a fact. But when you're talking to me about star-type players or even, you know, PJ Washington's certainly not a star, but he's a starter.
Right.
Guys like that, like, I just don't see that becoming a thing. They're going to check in on players like you're supposed to. You see a rumor, you see a name out there, check in on them. What are you doing with this guy? What are you doing with that guy? But if the Knicks did one, if they did this, Bart, if they traded with Toronto for Bruce Brown and then signed Kyle Lowry off the buyout market shortly afterwards.
Gives you two, you know, some smart, crafty guy. Like, I think the conversation with Kyle Lowry is the same conversation we have about Chris Paul. I thought yesterday you had a tremendous comment, you know, when we were talking to Bobby Marks about why haven't we talked about Chris Paul maybe coming over to the Knicks.
It's amazing that no one has brought that up. I understand his salary is a big number, and but he's hurt right now.
You only pay the end of the salary, right?
Well, that's right. But it's you have to match. The contract match part is the hard part. Because it'd be Fournier, and then it has to be somebody else, and he's an expiring. Are you really doing that? Are you giving up a Quentin Grimes in that type of situation? I wouldn't want to. But, yes, it does surprise me that Chris Paul has not been mentioned with the Knicks, mainly because, number one, he and Leon Rose have a history, and they go years back. Number two, there was a couple of times he thought he might end up here in New York. And also, number three, which is the obvious one, a veteran, a smart guy, and someone that is at this point in his career, he's not going to play 35, 40 minutes a game, but he certainly can give you 15, 20 or more off the bench and give you a capable ball handler who can run an offense that you desperately need. So that's the one name that I'm really shocked that has not come up in connection with the Knicks, because when we think about fits, he fits exactly what they're looking for short term. But, of course, it's, again, $30 million. I think it's 30. Damn. And then you have to match that, which Fournier is only 18, so you have to get more money involved in the deal. How the hell do you do that? I don't know. But that's, you know,
I'm sure
that's for them to figure out.
I'm sure it's a creative way to do it, right?
Yeah, it's $30.8 million. So you'd need a third team probably.
Yeah.
And you'd have to throw a pick in there to help them facilitate it.
The Pistons are always there. Send Alec Burke out to the Golden
right?
State Warriors.
Maybe you do it that way instead of Burke's coming here. But honestly, like I'm surprised that hasn't come up yet. Now, there's got to be a reason for it. But usually when you hear names,
Chris Paul got to understand.
That would make so much sense.
Chris Paul got to understand he has zero chance to win a championship with Golden State. At this point, it should be all about a chance to win a championship. So if I can go over here to the Knicks, maybe I can get busy in the East. I haven't been in the East in a long time.
Now remember, he's hurt. So who knows when you're getting him?
He's always hurt.
And do you think that it could be part of the reason why they're not looking into him? Plus, on top of the fact that Thibodeau plays the guy's minutes the way he does?
Again, I think a guy like him wouldn't be like he's not somebody that you'd worry about minutes with because you're not going to play him a ton. What you need is him to give you somebody that you trust in a game that I'm not going to struggle because I can't get any offense running, right? Because I have an inexperienced guy playing point guard.
Gonna get everybody settled down. Gonna get us in the offense. He gonna slow the pace down, but.
Now, they put out an update a little while ago and with Chris Paul, and because he's got that fracture in his left hand. And so they're just waiting for him to be cleared to play. He's got a splint on his hand. So now Chris Paul, after last night's game, went to social media and he followed in LeBron's footsteps by posting a video of himself working out on the court with a hourglass emoji.
Is this the banana boat crew? Now we're going to get Carmelo to do the same thing?
Well, maybe Melo is talking to him about bringing him in. I don't know, but you
should
know.
They bring Melo back?
So Right. When is Melo going to put out the hourglass emoji?
I'm bad. Le'Veon Bell trying to make a comeback.
But obviously it means that something is coming soon, right? So you would hope that Chris Paul might be returning soon. Now, maybe Golden State wants to keep him around because of what we're talking about, the ability to give Steph Curry a break and that you can have him out there at certain times. And, I mean, we also don't know what, you know, Klay Thompson's future is going to be. But I do feel like he's a guy, like, in a vacuum, Chris Paul would be a great fit for mm-hmm. what the Knicks need right now.
Better than Lowry, because Lowry's fat.
Yes, in a word, right. But it doesn't mean that Kyle Lowry, if you give him the motivation of, we're bringing you in here, your Villanova guys are all around you.
You mean like Cronuts?
And you just give him a couple of weeks to get right.
Put him on Moderna for a little bit.
Put him on Ozempic.
Ozempic,
like everybody's using.
Put him.
Get him with 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50. Yo, 50 was fat. 50 was fat as hell when I saw him at the Usher concert tour.
Why are you putting that out there? Like you got to see him, and now you're gonna call him fat?
No, what I'm saying is he was like 260.
Okay,
it's been 2 months.
He was big.
He said he'd been running. This dude's 180. Like, bro, you don't lose 80 pounds in 3 months from jogging. Like, come on,
Peloton.
We saw how Peloton helped me when we had to play.
That did not help
T-shot.
You.
Yeah.
Well, you were in great shape. You just cardio wind was bad.
Yeah, I was bodybuilder shape. I had muscles. I ain't had no cardio. I almost died. You almost lost your brother.
It was scary. We were two plays into that game, and you went, "You got to check Jay." I'm like, "What? What? I'm not checking Jay. You got to do it. You got to check him."
Then Sean Kemp,
I wasn't supposed to check Jay.
But then Fat Sean Kemp started hacking. I'm like, no, I go back to check Jay.
Yeah, then Keyshawn decided he was just going to start hacking and whacking. He had six fouls, he thought.
Yeah, Shaq, he looked like Cavalier Sean Kemp,
man,
too.
Man, we were all gassed. And then there's Jay. Jay's just sitting there just chucking like 40-foot threes.
He wasn't trying to do that either. He just
shooting. No, just shooting. Yeah, shoot the Jay.
Different story for a different time.
Yeah, anyways, 800-919-3776.
Let's say the peoples.
Yeah, let's go to Patrick in Chatham. What's up, Patrick?
Chatham, that's my hood, Shane.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
Thanks for taking the call. You guys were talking about Klay Thompson before, and you know, do you think the Knicks would go rent a player or somebody like that? Or you think it's like they're not going to give up the asset you were talking about to take someone on like that for a stretch run?
It's $43 million that you'd have to figure out how to match. And that's just hard to do. It would take multiple players for you to acquire him. And I don't think that's what you're looking to do. You know what I mean? Like, it has nothing to do with the player. You'd love his experience. He's not really playing well this year. His three-point shot is still somewhat there, but he's from two. He's awful from two.
And his defense.
And he's not the guy, right? He's not what he was. So it's you know, Patrick, that's just a name brand that we see, but he's not what that name used to be, at least not right now. I think he ends up in L.A. I think he ends up with the Lakers. I really do.
Where Papa calls the game.
Yeah, I kind of think he ends up there. Trevor in Jamaica. Trevor.
What's up, Doobie Brothers?
What's happening?
listen, so you laughed at me when I said I was on edibles when I was trying to make argument for Steph Curry to the Knicks. but I think you guys were inhaling too much Chiba when you thought LeBron was coming to the Knicks.
Okay. Yeah. So, I might have had a half. I might have had a half a gummy that day.
All right. So I just want to make a quick point. I don't think the Knicks are broken. Like my dad just said, rest in peace. But if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Right.
But if you had to make a move without disrupting the core five, I think the best move is you move Mitch Robinson and Fournier, maybe put in a first this year and then one in 2026, and you go to Memphis and you get Jaren Jackson Jr. and you get a proven point guard in D. Rose as a backup.
Trevor, if it was that easy to get Jaren Jackson Jr.,
I mean,
let's do it. Like,
he's on his last year's contract. It's expiring contract. He has no years on his contract.
That's what I was trying to get Fitty Smith.
That's a no-brainer. I mean, Jaren Jackson Jr. would be a great fit in the way they want to play. And his personality. Right. You know, his dad also was coaching the Knicks G League team. So there's a relationship already built in. But I don't think it's going to be that easy. You know, like he might be their second best player.
Grease the wheels, man. If you got to grease the wheels and put in a player, you know, you might say now, okay, you can take a loss, but in the long run.
Well, Mitchell Robinson is the name that you're bringing up as if to say, okay, we'll give you a talented center, you know, that can replace him. But you understand you're giving them somebody that the league knows while he's good, he gets hurt a lot. Like, so what are you laughing at?
The jokes that be on Laffy Taffy's.
Okay.
Like Ray just hit me with one.
Oh, he did?
When they say you wanted to hear the joke? Knock knock.
Who's there?
Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
Know who his daddy is?
Huh?
Jaren Jackson Sr. Wah, 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 wah.
I kind of missed that one. I'll laugh later.
Oh.
Ivan in Queens. Ivan, what? You have to explain that. Is that because that's what I said?
Never mind.
Hey, Brian, on.
Ivan, what's up, man?
Hey, so I wanted to let you guys know, hey, Bart, I love the saying, man. When someone shows you who they are, you believe them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a great saying. I love it. And, I just had a hypothetical for you, for you guys. Han, if you had a chance to take over Leon's position and the Hawks give you a call and they say, hey, we're willing to give you DeJounte Murray and Sadiq Bey for Randall and Grimes right now at this position with them being hurt. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Right now I'd probably say no, because I don't want to disrupt my team like that. And the Murray contract is a big contract, and that's a big disruption. Like, you're tearing your roster up with 32 games to go, Ivan, right? Like, that's like you just made a significant move and your team has done nothing but win since you made that move. And now I'm going to tear up the roster even more. And, you know, now I'm changing my starting five. Like, I get it on paper. I get it. But where I am right now, I'm not. Somewhere we can talk about it. I'm not doing it.
Continuity and consistency, yes, may be good enough.
This is the best this team has ever. Like, they've. It makes this is, you the third. They're happy best. Together. Like, I don't want to disrupt that.
You're arguably the third best team in the conference, and the teams ahead of you are flawed. And you know, they're one injury because you're depth. You're showing that you can win without Julius Randle and OG.
I just want more dogs.
Yeah,
I want more dogs. Kevin in Brooklyn. Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Okay, hey, Bart, you might remember me. We met on the platform after the Houston game, after they put you guys in on the championship team at the Raven game in Baltimore, me and my boy Jeff on the platform.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so the first game of the season.
Yes. First game of the season, exactly. So I agree that, you know, the more you win, the more you hate, the more they hate, rather, on any level. Shout out Mo Better Football. And the Chiefs are going to get that hate because they're winners. Like Biggie say, more money, more problems.
You know what I'm saying? And then you realize as a competitor, you're getting beat by a dude that's shaped like Fat Bastard.
Yeah. You know, and the dude ain't going nowhere. That's the other.
Yeah, and it's like you everybody hates Steph because he's a babyface assassin. It was cute at first. Then it's like, man, I'm tired of seeing these dudes win. I think the same thing for Patrick Mahomes.
Pudgy Patrick? Nobody likes Pudgy Patrick?
Yeah. He's everything that you hope him to be. You know what I mean? Like, he says all the right things. He has grace and all that stuff. And then
talks like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, he becomes like Grant Hill. Like, you just start, you hate their success and their consistency and the fact that they never panic. You know what I'm saying? They just lose people. I'm like, all right, we good. And they right back where they're supposed to be, where all these teams trying to catch them. Same thing happened to the Patriots. Same thing happened to Duke. Same thing happened to, like,
yeah, people got tired of. I mean, Tom Brady was despised,
and then people loved him when he went to Tampa because they wanted to see if he can do it with Tampa and prove against Bill Belichick that he could still win. But before that, people hated them Patriot teams.
Joe in South Amboy, Joe.
Hey, fellas, how you guys doing?
What's happening?
Hey, you know what? Let me just start off by saying you guys are my favorite show on this channel, man. You guys are the best.
How about any channel?
On any channel.
Any channel. Yeah. We're striving for any channel.
I'll start with this, but...
this channel or any channel. That's what I'm going for.
They need to give you more hours.
Whoa. Hey, don't we put that out there, Ricky Bobby.
As long as they're going to pay more.
Quick 2 points.
Go ahead.
Listen, number one, with Patrick Mahomes, exactly what you guys just said. Everybody's just kind of tired of seeing him, you know, in a Super Bowl. We got to give somebody else a chance. Move aside.
Well, you got to beat him. You got to beat him to get your chance. Yeah. That's the problem. Is nobody can beat him.
Yeah, the 49ers will.
Okay.
You know, the on the Knicks, mm-hmm. There's still a lot of people talking about LeBron. And I think you guys mentioned it yesterday. Yeah, you know what? Nobody wants to see LeBron on this team. It doesn't fit the vibe. We don't want the narrative to become about LeBron. This is about these guys who are here. You know, it's about Jalen. It's about the guys who are here. So we don't want LeBron here stealing the thunder.
All right.
Yeah, but the great thing about LeBron,
I want to win.
But the great thing
I don't care about thunder. I don't care. Yeah. I want to win.
But the great thing about LeBron is he's such a gracious, and he understands he can't play at that level. He can't even play the level of defense that they need for sustainable minutes. They need him to be able to check the chump. You know what I'm saying? And also, like, I think he's at this point where he just wants to win. He'll defer, right? And he'll pick his spots. We always know the great players when they start, you know, getting to the point where they don't dominate games, they get everybody involved, and then when it's money making time, like the fourth quarter, he realizes, okay, we're close. Now it's time for me to go ahead and use what I got to put us over the top.
Yeah. And again, I'm like, we know that now it's a moot point. We understand that. But I could not believe the amount of people that fired back. If you listen to the K show and they talked all about the LeBron thing, I mean, Don LaGreca, no, I don't want it. No thanks. You can say that as a fan, but as an organization, you're out of your mind.
That's the Brown.
Out of your mind. If you could have traded, if you're the Knicks and you could have traded for him, and you're like, nah, I'm all set. He turned me down 10 years. No. This ain't about emotion.
Get out your feelings, bro.
Like, get me the guy that's going to put me over the top in every series. That guy would put you over the top in just about every series. I mean, come on. You'd do it in a heartbeat. Jay in Queens, Jay.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Love the show. I think you're right. The Chiefs are the Patriots, new age Patriots, and people can't stand it. They root for you in the beginning, but once you win too much, that's about it.
Yeah, LeBron went through it, and Curry went through it. Everybody went through it. It's true.
It's going to happen. But, Han, quick question. If the Knicks could make a trade right now to try and get Mikal Bridges, who I love Mikal Bridges. I think he fits perfectly with them. Would you rather them make the trade now and secure him and sign him long-term, or would you rather them hold out for the summer and try and get like a Devin Booker if that Phoenix Suns team would fall apart?
All right, here's the thing, though, Jay. Are you promising me that Devin Booker is suddenly available this summer? That the Suns fail miserably in the playoffs. Their owner is like, This is going to cost me too much. We have too much money. We have no bench. You know, I can get a lot for this guy. Like, so all of a sudden, and Booker's like, get me out of here. I've had it. I want to move on somewhere else. If Booker becomes available and you can promise me he will, then I got to go with him. As much as I love Bridges, I got to go with that guy. Right? But if you're telling me if one is known and one is unknown, then I'm 100%.
Yeah.
Like, if somehow, some way, Sean Marks on Thursday at 2:45 calls me and says, listen, you got 15 minutes, your best offer, then yes, I'm 100% all in. But I'd have to know, if I know that Booker is available, it could be available in the summer, then I'm not risking it.
Okay. I get it. I just figure that out of the teams in the West, they're probably the most combustible, you know, with the heat they had and what they were going through before. Yep. So I feel if they fall apart and KD's not happy,
I agree.
He might be, you know, they could get a bunch of assets. So thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah, I do think Phoenix is something to watch because if they could lose in the first round. I mean, they are so good and so bad at the same time.
But they're going to double down, right?
Because no depth.
They're all in. They're going to try and figure out how to get some type of depth.
But they can't. They don't have any assets. They have nothing to move.
Yeah.
And by the way, Grayson Allen, who's played really well for them, free agent. They can't keep him. They don't have a great center. They really don't have any depth. So that's their problem. And if they go out in the first round,
yeah, we were hoping that they were going to start looking like the Clippers.
The Clippers, by the way, Kawhi Leonard should be in the MVP conversation.
Mm. So if he wins the MVP and wins the championship, how close is he to the brick?
Wouldn't that be three?
But I'm not talking. Yeah, I'm not talking
about.
Third. I mean, because we talk
with three different franchises.
But right, if we're talking about Patrick Mahomes, I mean, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Just like LeBron,
he don't have to get Brady's numbers to be considered the greatest. He just has to continue to stack up three titles. Two teams wins a title for him that's never won a championship ever before.
And think about it, the Raptors championship is similar to the Cavaliers one, which is the most one of those improbable. You know, how the hell did they win? Yeah. And so maybe that then voted. So how about this? If the Clippers win the championship, and Kawhi now is at three with three different franchises, and he's clicking.
And that's one behind LeBron.
Does LeBron
right?
go? I got to go win one in New York. I got to go win one.
No, he might. I think LeBron would say, "Let me go win one in Golden State."
That was my other choice.
He always wants
to play. If there was a way.
He loves to play with a guy, a shooter. He's never had a shooter like
great
that.
Point.
Or
great
shooters
point.
Where the court just and he so loves open Draymond. For him to play bully ball.
He loves Draymond. So
right.
If there was a team that he could go to, Golden State would be, to me, the most logical place. Yeah. And you could make a trade that the Lakers would actually want to do. Problem is, Golden State, again, salary-wise, he's $51 million next year.
Yeah.
Him, Steph, is at almost what?
You would sell out. You would make the $51 in sales.
It's not about that. It's about the new rules. You heard Bobby Marks yesterday. You are restricted to do anything. You can't move as a franchise. You can't add players. You can't bring in low salary guys.
But all the youth they have.
You'd have to trade that.
Moody, Kaminga.
You'd have to trade that.
Now LeBron opts out, right?
Oh, well, then you can't sign him. What are you going to sign him for? Veterans minimum?
You just get him for 1 year.
You can't sign him. You're way over the cap. You can't sign him as an outright. You'd have to trade for him. So that's why it doesn't.
That sucks for the league. LeBron, part of a big three, like, hey, KD.
What do you mean it sucks for the league? We've seen that.
I'm saying, KD, you tried to move up on me. I'm going to go to your old spot and a race, and I'm going to get two like you, and then it's going to be the separation because I got three others with some other people.
800-919-3776. We'll continue with your calls as we go full buffet in the final hour. But first, Bart, tell me about BetMGM.
There's never been a better time for football fans to bet on the big game with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and get in on all the action for the biggest Sunday of the football season. Can't be in Las Vegas for the big game? The BetMGM app brings you to the gridiron action to you with a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and player props. The BetMGM app is the betting home for the big game. From spectacular catches to game-winning drives, BetMGM makes every play matter more than ever. Download the app today and discover why BetMGM is the first choice for the final kickoff. The big game is here, and the end zone excitement doesn't get any bigger than this. Get off the bench and into the huddle with the king of sportsbooks. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You can get with this, Bart. You know you can.
We were sitting up here listening to country yesterday, dog. You know I rock with it.
You know we're in the midst of the Power Hour, brought to you by Avocado Green Mattress. Sleep natural. It's Bart and Han, 800-919-3776. What was the news I just had?
Oh, trade trigger.
Oh yeah, that's right. So the NBA.
I got you, son.
Thank you, man. Footprints. The NBA announced the replacements for Julius Randle and Joel Embiid in the All-Star game. Scottie Barnes of the Raptors is one of them. Interesting.
I rock with Scott.
The other one, Trae Young, which there was outrage from Trae Young about the fact that he was putting up prolific numbers. His team stinks, but he's putting up big numbers, and some people thought it was not right that he didn't get enough votes and also wasn't selected by the coaches. But he was selected by the commissioner as an injury replacement, which you would expect. So that's so Trae Young is going to be part of the All-Star game, as isn't really a big surprise.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Dante in Queens. Dante.
Hey guys.
What's
thanks
happening?
For taking my call.
You got it.
My issue, honestly, even though I know the trade deadline's too, I feel like they'll get some help from the bench, but my bigger issue is the OG injury, because something just seems kind of fishy. And the reason why I say that, now, elbow inflammation, okay, sore elbow, so you figure, at first, I figure, okay, yeah, his elbow sore, taking off a couple games,
nope.
You know, little load management. But I feel like if you're a sports franchise, you got the best doctors and trainers known to mankind. Something got to be fractured or broken. And then this organization, the Knicks,
Dante,
are notorious for lying about injuries.
Oh, stop, Dante.
Stop treating your fan base like
nobody's lying about an injury.
Dante, as somebody who had an elbow scope and they took 10 calcium deposits or bone spurs out of my arm, like, it can be carpal tunnel where it's just he could have overextended it and then you get inflammation. Inflammation doesn't go away that fast. Now, if they had that old school Vioxx, you know what I'm saying, you know, he could probably handle it. It was giving people heart attacks and killing people back in the day, but man, was it effective.
Oh, wow.
So now they have to go with Celebrex.
Nobody's lying about it.
They probably give him Celebrex, right? Because it's carpal tunnel. It's like he's doing the same thing repetitively. So you get carpal tunnel syndrome where it feels arthritic when you're trying to use it. So sometimes it just flares up and you have to like wait, you know, maybe a month to kind of let the tissue flare up, you know, go down. You know
and keep in mind, it's the shooting arm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that can be annoying for a shooter to have an elbow issue. You don't want it to affect
it loses
you. And
touch.
They have been talking about just making sure he gets close to 100% so that it's not something that bothers him for the rest of the season. If there's a time to have the patience, mm-hmm. It's now when you have – what do they have, 3 games this week? They have 2 games next week, and then it's the All-Star break. So, you know, they don't want to just have him play if it's bothering him and affecting his shot, and you don't want it to be something that just becomes a chronic issue throughout the year. So they're just trying to give him more time. So, I mean, look, am I concerned? Of course I'm concerned, but I don't think anybody's hiding anything. It's not like they're trying to be sneaky about it or lying to people. It's the guy has an elbow issue. It's on his shooting elbow. And so we got to wait till he feels close to 100%.
And this way to sneak a couple days, like, you know, like, you're not going to have games. Like, you would win it 14-2, so no need to rush them back.
Yeah, right, and until Saturday where you really did miss them. Now, tonight you're playing the Grizzlies. They're banged up, you know, and then Thursday's Luka and the Mavs. If Luka, Kyrie should be coming back. Luka, what his status is, because he's been in and out of the lineup. But still, you know, these are games. You're going to want them. And then the Pacers come back in on Saturday, by the way, and you think they're not coming in, you know, feeling a certain way after the way that game ended last week. So there are games you're going to want him for, and you just want to make sure he's right. Jim in Rocky Point. Jim?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Always look forward to giving you guys a buzz when I get out of work at 2 o'clock.
I appreciate you.
So,
thank you.
So, you know, the big talk with the Knicks was always the Jonte Murray, since that became relevant. That's the one trade that moves the needle the most, right? That's the biggest trade available, and that's what everybody wants to see. I still believe, according to what you see in reports, that Atlanta wants, they're interested in Quentin Grimes, and the Knicks don't want to give up Quentin Grimes unless they get a substantial upgrade. So that kind of makes sense that they're still having those talks there. LA, I don't think, has enough. So I believe we have the best to offer. That moves the needle the most. But if you cannot pull that off, Clarkson and Olynyk come in. Olynyk can now back up, you know. Hopefully Julius is back and better, but he can back him up. He can also back up Mitch. Doesn't leave Hartenstein out there by himself. Not so much dependence on Sims, yeah. And he's a rental. And then we got Clarkson, whose contract goes down to $14 million mm-hmm. a season after this year for 2 years. I mean, it's a good contract. It's a good deal. One of those two have to make sense if you want to move the needle. Otherwise, I don't know where else we go.
Yeah, I mean, again, I still think it's going to be something on the lower end side that doesn't move the needle like a Bruce Brown. But
Bruce
like,
Brown do move the needle. Well, I mean, he was integral last year in Denver.
But we're talking about a guy that's like a seventh or eighth player in your rotation. He's not like a top five.
First man off the bench.
But you're right. Yeah, he could be. He and Josh Hart, could be really interesting two dogs coming into a game that have an effect.
He's an energy guy too.
Yeah, he
is.
I love the motor.
Like the Knicks got guys that's like Hart and stuff, but like he's an energy guy.
He said himself
rah-rah,
that he would
bouncy.
Fit in so well here.
He's like Tigger, man. I'm high as hell.
Well, the one thing though that Jim did say though was that Utah thing with Jordan Clarkson, who is represented by Clutch, and as you know, they have now
a ceasefire. We all good.
Yeah,
now.
Like we're good. So that's interesting.
The pies can change.
Right. But also he mentioned Kelly Olynyk. I think Kelly Olynyk would be a great fit
well. We've been talking about Kelly.
But once again.
I think Mitch.
The cost and then Danny Ainge. You got to factor in Danny Ainge.
I wonder if Mitch.
Mitchell Robinson?
If you get Olynyk and you got Hartenstein, I don't know if Mitch may be somebody you can move.
Well, there's a lot of things that
because they have
you're
some
only
type
as loyal
of
as your
game.
Options, right?
Yeah, and Olynyk can shoot the three, so that's a whole nother element.
High IQ player as well. Let's continue. Let's see, Freedom in Patterson. What's up, Freedom?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Freedom.
What's happening?
Thank you for taking my call, Bart. Congratulations. I'm glad your procedure went well. I'm just excited, man. I don't know what people watching when they're watching the Knicks, but I'm excited because look at what all we've been able to do. And we missing Grimes, Robinson, OG, and Randall.
Yeah.
And then what's his name? LeBron, he had to take a day off to come play the bench and three starters. I tell you, man, I can't wait till my guys get back.
That's where it's at right now, right? The matter of getting the bulk of the players back, Ananobi. Randall is the one that's a real wild card though, right, Freedom? Like you want to make sure he's right. Like you want to make sure that the shoulder is healthy enough when he comes back that it's not going to become this issue where, it popped out again. Oh, it popped out again. He's got to sit a couple games. Yeah, like you got to be careful there. So that's one that is still I'm not certain that the hope is he can come back and he'll be fine. That's the hope, but you might have to wait until March, or for something like that. But OG, it should be, sooner rather than later. And then Grimes, it's a knee sprain. Like, you never know how long those things take. And then there's the trade deadline moves that you're hoping that they add something to the bench to give them that little bit of depth that you clearly were missing in the Laker game when you could just see that they were just run out of gas. So thank you, Freedom. I mean, there is reason to think that at full health, this could be a really competitive team. Steve is in Harlem. Steve.
Oh, man, first-time caller. Han, I go back to Han and Humpty.
Oh, wow, there you go, Steve. Bart.
What up?
Bart, I love you. Way to have my back, Keyshawn.
You know what I'm saying?
See where he at now.
You know what I'm saying? Keyshawn.
I'm calling for some Nick on Nick crime. This is like the third fan I hear acting about Klay Thompson, man. And the famous words of Apollo Creed, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Come on, man. We got to be better than Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I think people,
the
Asian
star,
Steve? People see the brand names.
What he was, not what he is.
Exactly. They just go with the brand and they go, I've heard of him. I know what I know about him and he can help. And it's if he was remotely close to what he was, the Warriors would have zero interest in moving on from him. But you're seeing they're not even playing him late in games, which tells you that not only is he has not given you the shot-making capability, he's also clearly not doing the other stuff that used to be so unique to his game, which is the ability to defend multiple positions, the toughness and everything else. There's something off about his game. And, the change of scenery, you don't want to do something like that in the midst of a season. You need somebody that's going to come in with a motor ready, of course, to be impactful. Because whatever the Knicks do from here on out, the stakes have been raised. I mean, you just feel like there's more to expect out of this group after the way they played in January. All right, we'll finish up with your calls before we pass it on to the K Show. And happy Super Bowl to all who celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. If you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday is all about scoring the best seat on the couch, grabbing your favorite football snacks, and placing some super bets. And FanDuel has so many ways for you to end the season with a dub or two or three. Because not only can you bet on who will win Super Bowl 58, you could take the spread, you can go over, under, and everything else, but FanDuel has also, they have bets for which players are going to score a touchdown. Bart, who's scoring the first touchdown of the game?
McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey. Okay, see, that's what Bart would pick. How many points are going to be scored in this game?
55.
55. Oh, we're going over.
Yeah, baby.
All right, see? But there's more you can do with this as well. See how much fun that is? New customers join today. You'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 or older, physically present in New York. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Bart, the Michael Kay Show will be live from UBS Arena this Thursday. So that's the trade deadline day. A couple of days from now. February 8th, before the Islanders face off against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Islanders with an impressive win last night in Toronto, where that was a gritty win. And they swept the Maple Leafs for the season, which is nice. And Tavares got a fistful of Kyle Clutterbuck's glove at the end of the game, which was always fun to see. But it's good to see that. That was a big win. Good win. Way to get out of the All-Star break with a dub. See if they can now continue it against Tampa in this game. But the K-Show will be there at UBS before the game. And doors will open at 5 p.m. for fans to catch the K-Show. So you can go hang out with the guys before the game. Giving away 8 pairs of lower bowl tickets. 8 pairs.
8?
Damn.
This is like a double nickel minus 2.
I mean, I would.
Check the math.
Yeah, I'm trying to. So, anyways, there's also 1 pair of premium club seats that you can get at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app.
What?
Just scroll down to contest, submit your entry. It's brought to you by the New York Islanders. Full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. So the K-Show is coming up in just a few minutes, but we've got time for a few more calls, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to O in Brooklyn.
Yo, thanks for taking my call, guys.
What's happening?
I think we're going about this LeBron James thing wrong, man.
Oh?
LeBron is going to... Hello? You hear me?
I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. LeBron is going to go wherever his son goes. You want LeBron on your team, just draft his son. He'll come for the veteran minimum, and he'll opt out.
Mm.
So you don't have to draft him, cost you nothing. But my problem is, I don't want LeBron. What I would do, I would draft his son, and then I would hold him hostage and make Clutch Sports give me the superstar dude one. Because you know they're going to put them together. They're going to fight hard to get them together on the same team.
I don't know if Bronny. You think Bronny is a one and done kid?
The problem is,
Bronny don't look that good to me.
Yeah. Oh, here's the problem with that is that I don't think Bronny is right now slated to be.
Yeah,
a first round pick.
I'm waiting for them Boozer twins, baby.
And then
I'm waiting for the baby Boozers.
He might want to stay another year. And if that's reality, like, you don't want to rush the process with the kid. He's already been through enough this summer with that.
Yeah, the heart
issue that he had. Yeah. Let's see, Gil in Brooklyn. Gil,
what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Nothing much. I wanted to get this point across the other day when I called, but I couldn't because I got too emotional. Thank you, Bart. But what's the name? They have got to get a ball handler. because the Lakers exposed the Knicks hard, trapping Brunson and getting the ball out of his hands.
Right.
And you don't think Indiana, Cleveland, Boston, they're not going to do that?
Of course they're going to. Of course they are. And that, and the other, and Gil, what you're saying is what I've been preaching like all the, this whole time. They have to get a secondary ball handler, because not only is it because of the trapping that's going to happen with Brunson, but when he goes to the bench, who's running the offense?
Yeah.
Who do you trust? Let's go to John in Freehold. Hey, John, real quick.
Hey, what's up, Alan? What's up, boy?
How you doing? We got like 30 seconds. Go ahead, real quick.
I got you, man. The move to make is Murray, guys. Great player, 7-foot wingspan. This team is ready to win right here, right now. 2 first-round draft picks. Grimes and the expiring contract of Fournier, you make it happen, you get it done. The guy plays both ends of the floor. Mm-hmm. He's one of the best rebounding guards in the league,
mm-hmm.
one of the best defensive guards in the league.
Yeah.
He's also a late game
and he can play point
shot maker.
And John,
and play point.
John,
you got Brunson. You got Brunson getting run down, getting banged around.
Oh, we got to run. We got to run though, John, but your point is well taken. And now it's a matter of the cost. And if you can get him for a fair price, it's worth doing, but not an overpay. You got to wait to the summer. You don't have to wait for the K Show. That's next. Bart, see you tomorrow.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.